Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. A.J. Jacobs is serious about self-improvement. The experiential journalist and Esquire editor-at-large spent a year reading the Encyclopedia Britannica for his book, The Know-It-All. The Year of Living Biblically was his memoir of abiding by every single rule in the Bible for 1 year. After mind and spirit, A.J. turned to body. Inspired by an app that projected what he'd look like at age 70, A.J. Jacobs again turned guinea pig and spent 2 years trying every diet, workout, health fad, and aspect of the body in a quest for bodily perfection. His new book is called Drop Dead Healthy, and A.J. Jacobs, who now says he's the healthiest person on the planet, joins us from Miami. Hi, A.J.
Hello, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
Well, we took a look at this Our Face. That's the app that ages your photograph, and we decided it is the cruelest app ever invented.
Yeah, you have to use it with caution, but it can be used for good because studies show that the more you think about your future self, the more you're aware of your future self, the better, you're smarter your decisions are going to be in the present. So that's what I used it for. I put a picture of myself at age 70 above my desk, and if I'm feeling like eating some ho-hos or not working out, I'll look at that and I'll be, you know, I got to treat this guy with respect, just like I treat my wife and my kids and my friends with respect.
Above your desk or your treadmill, we understand you wrote this book on a treadmill.
Excellent point. Yes, I did. Because one of the big, as your previous segment pointed out, we are a sedentary society, and that is incredibly dangerous. So anytime you can walk around, even just getting up from your desk once an hour is a huge improvement. And I took it to the extreme. So I bought a treadmill.
Which you do.
And that's my job. And I put my laptop on top of the treadmill, and I wrote the book. It took me about 1,200 miles. It actually helped me be more productive, helped me focus. And I am not coordinated. So if I can do it, I think anyone can.
Well, you started the project Tackling Your Own Weight. Now, what were a few of the diets that you did test, and how'd they stack up for you?
Well, I tested out all sorts of diets. So I did raw food, vegan diet. I did the paleo diet, which is the caveman diet, mm-hmm. where you eat a lot of meat. In the end, I think the evidence does support a mostly plant diet with some protein. I think that there's a lot of disagreement in the nutrition world, but the one thing everyone agrees on is that refined carbs like white bread, white rice, white flour, that is terrible for you. So that is one thing I have definitely stayed away from.
Well, we do all know that, you know, pretty much know what a healthy lifestyle is. Exercise, lower stress, eat more vegetables. What are some of the surprising things that you discovered while becoming the healthiest person on the planet?
Oh, there are many surprises. I mean, one of them was that health is not just about diet and exercise. Stress, as you mentioned, is a huge part of it. And social connections are really tied to longevity. So you've got to maintain close friendships and close family connections. If you're in the gym for, you know, 6 hours a day, that's not really healthy because you should be spending time with your friends as well. Also, noise. I never thought about this, but noise has a huge effect on our health, not just on our hearing, which I knew about, but it actually has a big effect on our hearts because loud noise causes stress, and it increases your stress level and leads to heart disease. There is one study I read that said people who work in noisy environments have 2 to 3 times the rate of fatal heart attacks as those
wow.
who don't. So I became a big fan of earplugs.
Well, you talk about social connections, but, you know, it takes a lot of time to be this healthy, doesn't it? I mean, as it is, you read about people, what is it called, Judaism, the field of Judaism. People chew their food 50 times each mouthful.
Yes, which
makes for a long meal, no?
Oh, my goodness. I know. That is ridiculous. I mean, these people are excessive. Yeah, it takes a day and a half to eat a sandwich. But I do think they have a point that you should chew more than you do. I chew about 15 times because the more you chew, the slower you eat, the less you eat, and the thinner you become. So we definitely eat too quickly. But you're right. It is. That's one of the big challenges is how do you fit all this stuff in? And, you know, because I was doing everything. So it was a 24/7 a day job. You know, you had to exercise, you meditate, petting dogs lowers the blood pressure. So on and on.
Winning an Oscar, I'm told from your book.
Yes.
Winning an Oscar will extend your life.
That's the study says that, yes, they live an average of 3 years longer. So I did try to do that. That was one I was not able to accomplish, but maybe someday. And, but there are small fixes that are not time-consuming that you can make that do have a huge impact. And one big time saver is that you don't have to exercise for an hour or two a day. There's something called high-intensity interval training. And it's sort of the microwave oven of workouts, and there's a lot of scientific support for this. That going really hard and fast for 20 minutes with frequent breaks is actually as good for you as jogging for 45 minutes at a leisurely pace.
We're speaking with journalist and author A.J. Jacobs about his two-year transformation from what he called a mushy, easily winded, moderately sickly blob to the healthiest person on the planet. Well, that's, you know, Americans, of course, love the quick fix. They have difficulty with lifestyle changes, unless backed into a corner. How about you? What was your motivation to change? Now, you had a book advance to live up to. and then, of course, you had that photograph of yourself at 70. What made it work for you?
Well, you're right. That's a huge part of trying to be healthy. And by the way, I don't consider myself the healthiest person alive, because as soon as I say that, I'm going to get rickets or some horrible disease. But I do consider myself a lot healthier than I used to be. One of the big challenges is to how do you motivate yourself? How do you get good habits, healthy habits. And one of the things I found most effective was self-tracking. Anytime, the studies show that anytime you keep track of your numbers, it inspires you to act in a healthier way. And that can be anything from just keeping a food journal, quantifying what you eat. I bought a pedometer, and that was a life changer because I wanted to my goal was 10,000 steps a day, which is what I think the American Heart Association recommends. And it turned it into a game. I wanted to get to that 10,000. It was so motivating. I still use it. So there are ways to do that. There are tricks to help you be healthier.
Well, you say you still use it, but I remember reading that you can't remember many of the factoids from your mental self-improvement program, reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. So what makes you think this one is going to stick?
Well, first of all, I will say I read the Encyclopedia as my first book, and I have forgotten 98% of what was in the Encyclopedia, but 2% is still in there.
Still good for party tricks.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, exactly. But 2% of the encyclopedia, that's a lot better off than I used to be. I mean, that is a big book. So that's still a lot of information. And this one, there's so much that I've kept because it's changed my energy level so much. So I'm not a huge fan of the gym. So I'm not probably going to be a gym rat for the rest of my life, but I loved incorporating exercise into my life in every nook and cranny. So, you know, I take the stairs, I do the treadmill desk, I sometimes run errands. You know, I'll run to the drugstore, literally, and run, buy toothpaste and run back. So it's definitely changed my life, and there are certain things that are going to stick. Not everything, but many things.
You did pull together some tips from Mental Floss magazine. You mentioned the interval training, but don't stretch, skip heavy lifting, hydrate with beer. these are not quite intuitive.
No, well, hydrate with beer I would take with a grain of salt. That was just because the winner of the first marathon, I know there's a Boston Marathon today, back in 1896, the first modern marathon, during the race he stopped at a bar and had a glass of wine. Some say it was cognac. So that was sort of a nod to that. There's also, I think I talked about it in that one, there's a great tip. There's studies that show that if you take a sip of a sports drink and then spit it out instead of swallowing it, that will give you a boost of energy because your tongue senses the sugars in the sports drink, sends a message to the body, energy on the way, but then you spit it out, you don't get the calories. So I love that little trick.
Well, spittoons at gyms. I can see it happening soon. Well, you know, AJ, your brand of writing is what some reviewers call stunt journalism, perhaps shticklit. Now, this follows a path of, taking on a quest, this litany of failing, self-deprecation, a little science, some regret. Your books, however, a lot are reviewed saying that, but this one really works. They're a lot of fun to read. Is that what you're going for?
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I want it to be entertaining, but also actually provide useful information. And I think the key is that you have to be passionate about the topic. If you, I get a lot of people say, I want to write a book about, playing the bassoon, learning to play the bassoon for a year, which is fine if you are passionate about the bassoon, but it shows if it's just something that you're trying to force yourself to like.
What's next? A year of roller discos? I don't know.
Well, I get a huge number of reader suggestions, which I love. One of the most popular is that my wife and I should try all the positions in the Kama Sutra. But my wife put the kibosh on that, which is okay by me, because I don't think, even with my new healthy body, I don't have the flexibility for that. So the next one, I usually decide about 2 or 3 months after the new book comes out. So soon I'll know.
AJ Jacobs, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
AJ Jacobs, journalist, author, and human guinea pig, we dare say. His newest book is Drop Dead Healthy, One Man's Humble Quest for Bodily Perfection. Now, you can find links to more on the book, including some reviews, and also to see a picture of our youthful producer, Taylor Quimby, advanced to age 70. Funny, the rest of us on the show declined. I'm Virginia Prescott, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for more Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson,
Courtney Kenya,
Andrew Perella gives technical support,
and Dan Colgan. Dan the man runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individual,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
The Shifting Balance series is made possible with support from H&H Foundation.
For information about the show, to listen to past segments, post a comment, or read our blog,
go to Word of Mouth Radio.
Or use the On Demand tab on the NHPR app.
You can join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.